It's one of the hottest political potatoes in the land. It's divisive. People, even of religious nature, get upset when you bring up the topic of abortion. Why is it so heated? Why are people so mad? Pro-life, pro-choice, anti-life, anti-death, pro-death. What is it and what do you do about it? Well, a buddy of mine who's also an aspiring talk show host, but long before we even talked about that stuff, this guy's been making Christian movies, and he's making a movie about this whole hot topic, hot potato. Joe Knopp, welcome back to the airwaves, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Great being with you, as always.
Of all the things, why do you have to be so uncontroversial, my friend, with this kind of movie? I'm going to tell you. You showed me a clip, and all of us were teared up, and we watched this whole Planned Parenthood, abortion. But you're taking a different approach. I mean, there's not one mention of being a Democrat or being a Republican in this movie, or from what I saw. It seems like you're going to the heart of things, aren't you?
We are just telling a true story of a girl's experience of working there for 8 years.
Wow. Now, your most recent movie that many folks have seen, and it's out on DVD now, is I Can Only Imagine, which is just a great movie, and what a blessing that's been.
Huh? Yeah, it's a great story. It's impacted, we can honestly say, millions and millions of people. So, God has a way of, he's always been helping people through story, and we're just trying to be good stewards of the ones that he gives us.
And talk about how story is your passion before we get into this new story of Unplanned real quick.
Yeah, so my life experience, I grew up in an orphanage in Philadelphia from the age of 7 to graduating from high school. I had to join the military just to be able to pay for education. And what I have found in my world is, as I share my story with just a variety of people, it kind of lets their guard down and kind of opens up a door or a window into their world. And it allows me to hear their story. So my passion is just to, we all have a story. God hand selects our DNA and he hand selects our story. And it's ironically, it's about us, but it's not for us. So I love to encourage people to just understand your story, understand where God shows up in your story, because your story is not for you. It's to share with somebody else.
And this new movie, which has some powerful, powerful parts to it, and the story, using your word there, is just really remarkable. Tell us a little bit about how Unplanned came about. And this, it's coming out soon. You're trying to get some people excited about it. A lot of folks want to either donate it or partner in it, financially. But really, the essence of Unplanned and the story of Unplanned, tell us a little bit about the backdrop of it.
Yeah, so Unplanned is it's a story about Abby Johnson. Her book came out almost 10 years ago. Abby grew up in a very conservative home, went to college, kind of got recruited by Planned Parenthood, and she volunteered for a day, and her heart just really grew in empathy for the girls that were showing up at the clinic. And she ended up volunteering there for a couple years, and they offered her a full-time job. And she ended up working there for 8 years. She was the youngest director ever of a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Wow.
And until one day, God really showed her what was happening in the procedure room, and it changed her for life. She saw what was truly happening there, and she has been on a mission ever since then to bring awareness to what's really happening there.
Wow, remarkable. A lot of prayer in this movie, a lot of a portrait of a rising movement of pro-life, pro-family, godly folks who are taking this battle on the knees as opposed to a militant anger.
Yeah, love. Just love the people that are going into the clinics, love the people that are working there. I mean, Abby is an example of someone who was loved by the people at the fence. And Sean Carney, who ended up starting 40 Days for Life, he was one of those guys and became very instrumental in Abby's life.
Wow, isn't that something? We've had them all on this show, the 40 Days for Life folks, the prayer folks from the Love Life folks out of Charlotte, who are literally, they just recently purchased a whole building that was a Planned Parenthood building, and then they bought land next to a Planned Parenthood. I mean, they're doing all these things. I probably didn't say that particularly right, but there's some real powerful things, and that clinic... Not to provide a spoiler here to the movie, but that clinic that Abby was really transformed in and heartbroken in, she goes in the restroom and she weeps in the movie, depicts that. that building something happened there, huh?
Yeah, it in real life, I mean, it's a fact. In 2013, that building got shut down, that clinic did, by Planned Parenthood. And 40 Days for Life bought it, and they use it to this day as their headquarters. So it's a phenomenal story.
Wow, it's just really cool. How, you know, the Bible, the Gutenberg printing press, you know, you know was founded by a guy who said, the Bible, I'm going to make my passion is to make the Bible extinct.
Yeah.
Make sure it's burned, and make sure it's eviscerated from the land and everywhere else. And now
did more for the Bible than any other equipment out there.
They moved the world Bible headquarters right there into and printed more Bibles. And that's really set off a spiritual revolution. Well, thank you for what you're doing. What's your challenge to people out there, Joe Knopp, with a movie right now, Unplanned? How can they pray for it? Obviously, it's not out yet. This show may play 2 years from now, when it looking back at how successful it was. But what does that look like for you? What's the biggest way our listeners can pray and support a movie like this? You know, people don't want the, people want to be, see this thing changed. Imagine all the missionaries to foreign fields that could be raised if they weren't murdered at birth. What's your challenge to how we can help you?
I say, abortion has been around forever. We look at when Christ was born. They were killing the young baby males. Passion, as I have spent time in this space, is to really shine not just a light in what's happening. People who say, just like me, I'm pro-life, anti-abortion, was not aware of the brutality of what's happening out there. Children are being murdered. And, we protect animals in this country, but we don't protect the unborn. Wow. So my passion to listeners, to people in this country, is to we can't turn an eye towards it anymore. We have to be aware of what's happening. So encourage people to, go grab a dinner and a movie so people can be aware of what's happening in this space. And that's all we're asking. You're going to take a journey of a true story of an actual girl who worked there, lived it, and, through her lens, through her eyes, you're going to be able to see what changed her.
Wow. The movie he's talking about is Unplanned. The voice is that of Joe Knopp, a longtime friend, a movie executive who's trying to put redemptive stories on the big screen, I guess. And you're challenging everyone out there who need to tell their story. How would you challenge someone out there? I mean, you never thought you'd be making these big movies, but what's your challenge out there for folks being all they can be for God and telling their story?
In order to be the most effective for God, we have to understand our story. We have to understand our journey. And even to be the best person for our spouse, for our kids, for people that we work with, we have to know our story. So I encourage people to write out your story. As silly as it sounds, I'm not a writer. I'm more of a finance guy. But God took me to a place where he wanted me to write out my story. And at the same time he asked me to do that, he asked me to read his story. And it's amazing the parallels. As I look back in my journey and I read the Old Testament, see God showing up, know where God has shown up in your story. Because your story is not for you. It's to encourage others. And you can't use it if you don't know it.
Wow. Very good word there. Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Epperson. That's the story of Joe Knopp and his challenge to you out there. That what is your story? Sharing your story. You say, well, I don't have a theology degree. I can't go witness for Christ. Well, tell people what he did for you and bring them to that point where they realize they need the Savior and share the gospel. Use God's word, and he's given us all these tools. Now, Joe, is there a website for this movie where people can look at a trailer, find more information, how they can support it, how they can invest, whatnot?
Yeah, the websites are unplanned.com or unplannedmovie.com. Okay. Either one will take you right to
Very
it.
Very simple. The name of the movie is Unplanned,
yep.
And you can put a .com on that or unplannedmovie.com, and no doubt you'll have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. And you're on all this guy's a social media genius.
All there.
We'll tweet this out. We'll make this broadcast into a podcast as well.
Awesome.
And we'll keep everyone updated on the life and story of Joe Knopp as the Lord opens doors, potentially to be a host yourself of your own national radio show as God leads, because you have a lot of stories to tell, brother.
I love telling story. It's, Christ used it as his ministry, so we should probably do the same.
Absolutely. Awesome. Truth Talk Weekend. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and get to know Joe Knopp. Pray for him. Pray for this movie. Imagine a movie that saves lives because people see it. It's just, this is common sense. This is not a political issue. This is an issue of life And the cure for cancer. We don't want to kill the cure for cancer, right? The person who's going to invent that.
So. Yeah, well, the difference with we know what causes abortion. So we know how to stop it.
Yeah, so it's a very simple remedy. Save the life of the baby.
Yeah.
There are couples that want to adopt. There's all kinds of alternatives. If you're contemplating that, really go to God. His word's clear about it. And there's people that love you, that want to talk to you.
Well, and I love to remind people that Christ himself was an unplanned pregnancy.
Isn't that something?
And it turned out okay.
See, Christmas time, we need to remember that. And we remember that all year round, right?
All year round.
Yep, Christ's pregnancy. And look what God has done. Emmanuel, God with us.